Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center Room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of April 30th through May 4th of 2007. This week in the IDC, on Tuesday, May 1st from noon to 1 and repeated from 4 to 5, and also on Wednesday, May 2nd from 5 to 6, in the IDC, Room 2401, we'll be having our 8th brown bag lunch of the semester. Join us in the IDC for an informal chat session with some recent Heartland Community College Outstanding Teacher recipients. And finally, on Friday, May 4th, from noon to 1, also in the Student Commons Building 2401, we'll be holding our 6th Technology Fridays. Be sure to check your email for more information about the topic and presenter. And that will round out our final IDC workshops for the semester. If you have a suggested topic for a workshop, stop into the IDC in the Student Commons Building, or you can email us with your suggestions. Contact information is located on our website. Also, there will be 2 WebCT training sessions on Monday, April 30th. First, the WebCT Level 1 supplemental course training will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and secondly, the Level 2 or hybrid course WebCT training will be also held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. More information about WebCT training sessions is also available on our website under the main heading WebCT, or you can contact Associate Dean of Academic Support, Patrick Shinville. In the Services Offered section, I thought I would talk about the Writing Across the College program. Beginning in the fall of 2006, a member of the writing faculty is available in the IDC to assist instructors in all disciplines of the college. The Writing Across the College program is a continuation of earlier work undertaken by the writing program, but marks a new level of commitment from the college. The goals of this program are to promote writing excellence in students and to assist faculty in maximizing the effectiveness of their writing assignments. The IDC and the Writing Across the College program want to help you conceptualize, implement, and evaluate your writing assignments. Interested faculty members are encouraged to contact IDC Director Paul Folger at extension 8414 or HCC faculty Rob Moyer at extension 8613 in order to take advantage of this new resource for teachers. Do you get that annoying prompt in the information bar in Windows Internet Explorer that tells you that you can't open a certain file type on a website unless you click the yellow portion of the message bar? If you follow these steps, you can stop blocking those files from being downloaded or viewed. You first open Internet Explorer. In the Tools section of the menu bar, drop down to Internet Options and click that selection. Within the Security tab, click Custom Level button at the lower right-hand corner. Under the Downloads portion of this dialog box, you can click the Enable Radio button under Automatic Prompting for File Downloads. Also under Automatic Prompting for ActiveX Controls, that will be under the ActiveX section of that same dialog box, you can click the Enable Radio button. And then anytime you run a flash-based web application on a website or another item such as an embedded QuickTime player or an embedded Windows Media Player for an MP3 file, it will allow this content to load and be viewed or listened to instead of simply alerting you to it in the information bar, the yellow bar at the top of the browser window. Use this feature with caution, though. The security features in Internet Explorer are set up to help you avoid any content from attacking your computer system. Practice the usual safe computing practices of staying on web pages you trust are safe, and heed warning dialog boxes when prompted to download any items. If you are mindful when navigating the Internet, you can save yourself much frustration in the end. Speaking of the end, we're at the end of another IDC podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be updating podcasts weekly with news and events about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to contact us. Our contact information is available on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.